Hi, I'm Tyler Boss, and I'm excited to introduce you to some of the main players in the Christmas story in this Abide presentation of the voices of the Nativity. Together, we will experience the joy and the wonder of Christ's advent here on earth as we hear from some familiar and maybe not so familiar figures as they witness that glorious event of more than 2,000 years ago.
The night air is cold, still, as if waiting with anticipation for what is yet to come. The starry night is like a canopy of fireflies, and a bright star, beyond what this world has ever seen, shines directly above me, the sign of an open window from heaven, and the blessing yet to come. Since the beginning of time, I have been the angel commissioned to stand watch over this place by the one who is and was and always will be. Here on this hill, at the Tower of the Flock, at Migdal Eder, the crossroad of significance throughout human history. I am in holy reverence for this sacred moment. But I will show you what is transpiring inside the stables, beside the tower. These stables house sheep for the temple sacrifices. But this night, they are restless. There are two unusual visitors here. An unwed teenage girl named Mary, a virgin, who is about to give birth to a son. And Joseph, the young man with her, who loves her. They're engaged, but he is not the father of her child. The actual father is God, as the prophets have foretold.
Hear now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men? But will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.
Unto us a son is given, and government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father.
Who will believe this young, innocent girl is pregnant with the Son of God? And who will believe this young man is not the father? They both are young, bright souls. They attracted the favor of God and angels by their faith, purity, and humility. Neither of them asked for this mission, but they were willing. Neither knew what it would cost, but they are willing still. They risked everything to obey our great father. Personal reputation, honor, friends, family, home, community, work, and income. They were forced to travel here to Bethlehem by political powers demanding a census, that all citizens return to the place of their ancestors. Life has already been excruciating and painful for this young couple. Mary traces her Jewish lineage through King David, who was born here in Bethlehem. It is why she and Joseph are here. It is why they think they are here, anyway. When they arrived, they discovered the town was flooded by displaced people traveling, like themselves, for the census. 9 months pregnant, unmarried, and poor, they found no place of shelter or refuge, but were finally directed here to the only place available to protect them from the elements and harm. The humble Tower of the Flock. Is Mary to give birth in a cold stable, surrounded by sheep? They didn't understand. They wondered if it was a mistake, if God had misdirected them, or forgotten them. But they kept their faith and continued to accept what was before them. It was all orchestrated by heaven as a sign, a symbol, a fulfillment of prophecies. This is why I have been appointed to this place for thousands of years. I, along with all the angels of heaven and the sons and daughters of men, have been waiting for Mary and Joseph to arrive, for the gift they bring, the birth of the Son of God, the Savior of the world. How can the God of all that is known and unknown be reduced from infinite colossal majesty, extruded into the minuteness of human DNA, and become a helpless, vulnerable baby? How can the divine spirit be welded to human flesh? Unfathomable. But the one I serve works against all human logic and reason to befuddle the proud. At this moment, all of heaven holds its breath as over 300 prophecies begin to be fulfilled this very night. I stand now at the bottom of the hill in the shepherd's field. Here, for thousands of years, shepherds from the Levitical priesthood have watched over their flocks. Their special job at Migdal Eder is to divide the perfect lambs from the imperfect, keeping those without blemish safely inside the stables to await temple sacrifices.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. I shall not want.
His delight is in
He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters.
To help them in their work, the priests in Jerusalem, who must change their ceremonial clothes after every blood sacrifice in the temple, send their blood-soaked robes to the shepherds, who tear them into strips called swaddling cloths. They wrap these sacred cloths around the perfect lambs, protecting them from harm, blemish, and broken limbs. When the spotless lambs are brought into the stables, a fire is ignited at the top of the tower of the flock. It is a signal to the priests in Jerusalem, 5 miles to the north, that a perfect lamb is ready to be sacrificed in the daily temple atonements for the sins of men. I tell you this for reasons that are twofold: for the understanding of the prophecies of the past, and for the proof of their fulfillment this very night. The God who loves leaves nothing to chance or chaos. His attention to detail and symbol is beyond the comprehension of every living creature. Hence, I have borne witness here to a holy thread woven through one family lineage over thousands of years, to this very moment in time. 1500 years ago, I was here in the shepherd's field when Jacob's wife, Rachel, gave birth to her second son, Benjamin. And then she suddenly died. Jacob grieved, buried her, and set up a pillar in her honor. All who pass by this way still halt to honor her memory. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Rachel means lamb, and she died here that her son might live. I was here 1100 years ago when a woman named Ruth met a man named Boaz in this very field. Here they gleaned wheat and later married. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. On this very ground, Ruth met her kinsman redeemer, the nearest relative who restored her rights, avenged her wrongs, and purchased her back from poverty and slavery. I was here 1,000 years ago, when a young shepherd boy named David watched over his flocks, became an exceptional minstrel, and fought wild animals to protect his sheep. Here, he prepared to fight Goliath, was anointed king by the prophet Samuel, and became the man who would ride courageously into battles, rising to become the greatest leader Israel has ever known. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. This soil is where David trained to become the great shepherd warrior king.
Therefore, he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord.
700 years ago, I was here when the prophet Micah uttered prophecies about this region. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of daughter Zion, Bethlehem Ephrathah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying. This humble village called Bethlehem means house of bread of fruitfulness. The lineage of the Christ child, the prophesied one to be born this night, passes through thousands of years of ancestors who were also born here, lived here, worked here, toiled here, fought animals and giants and nations here, were appointed as kings here, and died here. Their blood, their sweat, their agony, their joy, their ashes are seeded and soaked into the very soil here. The Son of God, who is born here this night as the fulfillment of all the shadows of things to come, he is the Lamb. The kinsman redeemer who restores rights, avenges wrongs, and purchases many back from poverty and slavery. He is the great shepherd warrior king. Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.
Praise be to God.
Tonight, there will be no fire ignited here at the top of the Tower of the Flock. There will be no signal to the priests in Jerusalem that a perfect lamb is waiting for temple sacrifice. Instead, there is the bright, shining starlight in the sky above us. It is God's spiritual fire that signals to the world that the perfect lamb has been born to man by God himself. His only son. He is wrapped in swaddling cloths cut from priestly robes, and he lies in a manger, a feeding trough, as the bread of life for all who will receive him. I must go now to announce this earth-shaking occasion to the shepherds, the first honored guests appointed to see the Christ child. They are sitting on the distant hill, warming themselves around a campfire. Here they sit, tired from labor, eating, angry about the current census demanded by their king, fearful of violent upheavals by political enemies, dreaming of a brighter future, counting falling stars and watching for wolves cloaked by night. I marvel at their grit, their earthiness, their capacity to live each day without knowledge of what I know and see beyond the veil. Their faith is tangible, admirable, something angels observe and ponder in amazement, something treasured by the almighty majesty I serve and stand before in the throne room of heaven. And now I make haste to honor them and their ancestors for their dedication and service to the priesthood. For tonight, the promised one who is born will one day fulfill thousands of years of sacrificing perfect lambs to atone for the sins of man. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. He is Emmanuel, God with us.
Thank you for joining in Abide's Voices of the Nativity. May you truly know Jesus, Yeshua, as the Messiah this Christmas, the Son of God, the light of humanity. Come, all of you faithful, come adore him. Until the next time, may you abide in Christ.